Hello. I've got a 3 o'clock with the mayor.
Okay. Can we wait here for a moment?
Okay. Not too bad. Busy, very busy. Go up to the meeting room?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. That's where I never get up there. I get all my business down here because they moved me up there when I got the community development director. He took my office. And now, I gotta get on that thing and change the thing because I'm never here.
Want soda or something?
Oh, no, thank you. Can we leave that open or shut it? Does it matter?
Either way, whatever you want.
What else? What else? So, Mark, what do we get going here? I know you asked for some things, but some of them are covered by the Freedom of Information Act and exemptions, but then what's the general temper or what we're doing?
Wait,
remind me to take this one. Because I have about 20 to 30 liquor licenses the other day. I left them up there. Okay, so where else?
Well, I think what inspired the meeting, I mean, you offered to meet, was after little diatribe at the city council, which was precipitated by the lack of responsiveness from the city in requesting information on the business license and the registration ordinance and things of that nature, and it kind of snowballed at that point.
That was a question that I had just looked, and when I went left that weekend, you were in the pile, and my apologies. Yeah.
But I mean, everybody on that list failed to respond in any way. I mean, I got the courtesy response from you, but none of the other council people had responded. The city manager didn't respond, which was very.
Okay, if I pass what you're saying on.
Pardon me.
It's okay if I pass the others.
Oh,
what you're saying.
Yeah, by all means.
Tell you to respond. Okay.
So yeah, that's what prompted my 4 minutes last Monday at the council meeting.
Sure.
I spoke, cursorily with the fire chief, and he was explaining that, this was like his idea, and he kind of like spearheaded the whole business ordinance and registration thing.
It was kind of, that's good that he says that. It's basically, we're finding there are a lot of businesses that we don't know about, any ordinance can be amended, and I keep saying that about the dam. Sign ordinance. I got to get to that because I was going to try and amend those yard sales and get some people that I'm trying to get me to get stuff, but they're like getting me stuff. So anything can be amended. So I'm happy that you're saying you've got some thoughts.
Yeah, and
it was kind of a joint police fire. Okay.
Oh, okay. And then based upon the lack of responsiveness, I had initiated a number of FOIs. One of them was. Well, the first one, actually, that I did submit, and then I have an appeal in with you right now.
Yeah, and I think those have been covered. And there are some things, it's all explanatory, sending some points, records don't exist. you know, it's like one time that if they would exist, you know, like memorandums or things I say in public, I would send them, because I know Bob Espany asked me one time about my notes. It's kind of funny because he asked me about my notes on a particular issue that I pointed, and in the notes I sent them to him freely, because in the notes I said, well, say this, and I said, no, that's insulting, so don't say that. So he went, he looked at me and said, well, I'm glad you didn't say that. Well, my notes said to scratch it. But if there were exist, but those things don't end up being public record. And I had to explain that in the notes. I talked to the lawyer and see where we lie according to state statutes and according to you know, the Freedom of Information Act itself. So if you feel free to discuss that further, but you have a recourse, you know, on anything, so circuit court.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
But I mean, while we're on that track, I mean, the appeal that I filed with you, is that, I mean, is your response forthcoming, or is it?
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah. And some is granted, and some is, you know, it's like that. 7.1F exempts preliminary drafts, notes, recommendations, memoranda, and other records in which opinions are expressed. I'll let you know that exactly. What's going on? We have two ordinances, 28-40. One of your requests was for an ordinance, and what happened there was they were sequentially maligned. Not maligned. Sequentially, they were incorrect sequentially, so we ended up with two 28-40s. So there now is a 28-40, 28-48. That's explanatory. And if records don't exist, there's some list you're going to get. You ask for a list. That's coming, I know. Okay?
Okay.
So, I'll be signing those on the weekend. It'll be in my papers and that type of thing.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if that, I mean, you know, because it was outside the response time, so I didn't know if they were coming or not coming, if I needed to. Okay, so. But yeah, you know, my issue was, and part of my issue pertained to trying to find the legislative authority for the business license. Because I've looked at a lot of business ordinances from other municipalities, and not being a non-home rule unit, Collinsville is relying upon the state legislature to bestow certain powers to it. And other non-home rule units, I think Dupo is one, and there were a couple other ones that I found.
Okay.
Their ordinances involve nuisances, and there's also a statute that involves the power to regulate certain businesses, you know, pool halls, massage parlors, you know, arcades, things of that nature. So I was having a hard time finding the legislative nexus for this business licensing thing.
Okay.
And
you're speaking of state legislature.
Right.
Right.
And
okay.
Not finding that nexus, I, you know, inquisitively, I naturally asked, you know, from where does this authority derive?
Well, and I'm going to try and answer your questions as best I can. Okay. In other communications, I'll go and have, if this is a question that we can research and figure out, I'll ask the lawyer or our proper attorney to do that for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you go to
somebody. Give this all a counselor. Okay.
I mean, when you go to Six Flags, it has a little, you know, cutout. You must be at least this tall to ride the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ride being the power to enact ordinances involving, you know, business regulation and licensing, and council being non-home rule, they haven't reached that you must be this high thing yet. So, you know, you need, you know, somebody to give this to you.
Sure.
So
gotcha.
The power, mm-hmm. I can't find it.
Okay.
So whenever. And I think it was Nadia who, you know, just categorically said, you have a fax machine and a computer, you're a business. And I took exception to that because...
And that's all you're doing, right? So is that the basis of you, that you're a business, that you have a fax machine and a computer?
No, I don't have a business name. I am an IT professional. I do computer networking. I do web pages. I do email hosting. I do technical support. All of these are done... You know, at my clients' locations. I don't have any clients in Collinsville. I haven't been marketing or advertising or pursuing anything in Collinsville after I was aware of the business license ordinance, just to avoid, you know, the appearance of impropriety or, you know, anything like that until I had, and that's why I asked when I came here for the ordinance. And even in the paper, the quotes were misleading by Don Cordell. where she was speaking for Nadia. Well, I never exchanged one word with Dawn. It was all with Nadia. Yeah. But in the paper article, it was Dawn that was, you know, the respondent for all of the conversations that were taking place. And that's...
This was in the paper.
Yeah, it was in like 3 or 4 weeks ago in the Sunday Herald.
Abraham Lincoln says, don't read the paper. But anyway, let me get to this IT professional's web making, technical assistance, and what else?
That's pretty much about it. I'm also a writer. I don't have a business name. I am.
Your contention is you are not a business.
My contention is I am not a business. I am a natural person. And you get into to splitting legal hairs when it comes to what you call yourself, because under the law, you can define anything as anything. And when I read the statute, you know, when I read the ordinance, it defines, it says, any person shall be defined as any individual, corporation, partnership, blah, blah, blah. Licensing. Definition: person means any individual, firm, association, sole proprietorship, partnership, corporation, trust, or any other legal entity. Now, when you're doing in terms of legal construction, there is when you say there, you can categorize things as saying person means apple, peach, you know, pear, plum, or any other seed-bearing edible fruit, you know, which would exclude, you know, a lot of other things, you know, bagworms or other things that grow on trees. But in the Illinois statutes, they take, you know, measure to define a person to include corporations, partnerships, legal entities that don't have the enjoyment of being a natural person and engaging in all the pursuits that the Constitution, you know, guarantees, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, which includes your labor being your property, and being able to contract your labor, and also be able to contract for the purchasing of other people's labor, which is a basic unalienable right. So whenever it comes to construction of statutes, I'm a little suspicious when they throw the word person, and the average person thinking in the Webster context, not thinking in the legal construction context of, oh yes, I'm a person. Because in every day, you know, colloquial conversation and in framing, I am a person. But when it comes to the law, I am not in some respects. So when I say any other legal entity, I'm like, it is not clearly defined for me. I'm thinking of somebody who has, you know, given up their right as an individual or natural person to operate under the penumbra or the protective shield of a legal entity, which affords certain benefits that people don't have in the business world, such as, you know, being shielded from lawsuits, you know, individual liability. The company takes the hit, not the person takes the hit. So, and as far as regulating businesses or legal entities have no, you know, constitutional rights. They are not guaranteed under the Bill of Rights to have any sort of unalienable protections, if you will. Whereas a natural person does have those. So the fact that the city, you know, vis-a-vis Nadia, was attempting to conscript me, myself, a natural person, into this category, which is what these are. It's a category, business category, firm, association, whatever. Because of what I own and what I use to conduct my personal affairs for money, you know, selling my labor to contract to other people for services, that puts me under the jurisdiction of the city, where if I don't have any, and the fire chief, you know, went to extreme measures to say, well, it's for safety. You know, he told me the horror story that people have the chlorine and this stored in the house, and they're doing these pool sales, and the chlorine got out of control. The fact that, one, I don't pose a threat to the community. I don't incur traffic, you know, signage or any other things they try to throw under zoning. So looking at all the statutes and everything else, I fail to find the nexus where, and I'm not just taking personal exception, I'm taking exception for the community at large, you know, the Tupperware people, the eBay people, you know, so forth. that, to me, it is bad law. It's badly worded, it's poorly executed, and it's, you know, nebulously defined, where a reasonable person could unwittingly categorize himself and conscript themselves to this where they don't need to be, and therefore opening themselves up to all sorts of, purview and jurisdiction by the city. And that, you know, on its face may not necessarily be a bad thing, but I believe there needs to be a very the delineation between what I can do and what the city needs to know that I'm doing. I'm trying to be diplomatic here, not to sound, you know, pejorative in any way. There is no need for the city to know everything everybody's doing. And this, once I got a hold of this, I finally read it, it's like...
I think the intent was public safety.
Right, public safety, but at what expense? I mean, if I don't... People say, you know, get a citizen license so we can know who you are, we'll have a picture of your paper, we'll get your thumbprint, blah, blah, blah. You know, it may have the best of intentions behind it, but for the people to have the right to say, no, I choose not to engage in this, I prefer not to be, you know, categorized or conscripted or whatever into this, but be coerced into doing it under penalty of law or, you know, fine or whatever.
So
I mean,
where are you though? You are still considered a prisoner?
No, because I asked Mr. Ray at the first council meeting, not the one I spoke at last week, but the one before. It was the very day I came to City Hall and I had spoken to Nadia. And since he was one of the people that voted on the ordinance, and he was the one whose ear I could bend immediately, I figured, well, what better resource to go to but somebody who voted on this thing? They should have researched it, read it, and understand what it's trying to imply. And I told him, very briefly, what happened and what I did. And he goes, that's not a business. And I'm like, okay, so now I have conflicting, you know, reports. You know, one person, you know, a bureaucrat that's working off of assumptions and, you know, possibly a Webster's, you know, framing of what the law is supposed to do.
Basically what your intent is just clarify.
Yeah, to clarify, and I think people who aren't subject to this, I think there needs to be a little clearer definition of applicability to the people who may be.
I think we're moving on, I know there are a lot of people, like I was going to say, the next one is in their council communications, if you've got questions or suggestions, get a hold of me at SS Party 136, you want to write that down.
Oh, yeah, I got your email. Because I sent you the email. Because Ray Pulley Springer. Who's the other one? When the police chief brought up the graffiti ordinance, and he said, and Dalton said, you know, don't we have enough ordinances that we can't enforce? That's got a duplicitous ring. It'd be like we can't control enough people, or maybe we were trying to control too much, and this is, you know, really becoming a micromanagement issue.
Well, one of the things, I'll tell you, let me put you on my list of economic development people. I may allow people, I want to talk to people in the community if they're interested in me, I mail them our economic development perspectives, which also tells what Paul Mann's doing in terms of, you know, presence violations and all those types of things. So keep kind of updated. So Mark, what's your address?
41 Grandview.
41 Grandview. Oh. That sounds familiar. So I'm going to put you on that now. If I make a mailing of the 8th of the March one, to the people that are new, because we won't be having an EDC meeting in the next 2 months, because Paul's at the bench. But I'll stick you on there, and that'll give you an idea of what we're trying to do with all types of ordinances. Okay, what Paul's doing. Because he's kind of rather broken the city down into 10 areas which need concentration in terms of, you know, remediation or help, or let's get rid of some trash here, and let's clean this up and you go with it too. But he's got 10 areas that he's trying to concentrate on. So that's the kind of thing that's in there. It's, talks a lot about annexation mapping and things we're doing to try and update things. So I'll stick you on that. Okay.
Yeah, I've been following, and well, and for one thing.
Well, if you follow the paper, you can get it this way, whereas this is kind of
Well, and if one thing, if you talk to the other folks, and
well, I'll try and make it tonight.
Where it comes in with the the public policy and the purpose and jurisdiction, this was one of the topics of one of my FOIs, where it says each business located in the city is part of it and affects the physical and economic well-being, necessitating special services from the city in the form of health inspections and other services. I sent an FOI in. It was responded to saying that there is no such list, but I was wondering by...
There's one of them has a list, but I'm not sure which list.
Well, this was one that they responded to recently. This wasn't on the appeal. This is one I just got.
Okay.
So I wanted to know what...
There is a list, but I'm not sure what list it was.
Because by the existence of a business,
yeah.
What outside of the normal, protections of fire and water and things like this, what everybody
is it existence of a business?
Yes, it says
what other components?
It's having special services in the form of health inspections and other services. Now I was wondering what were other services?
Oh, other services, right. Well, what's the
that's in the purpose and jurisdiction. Purpose and jurisdiction section.
What are the other services that they're asking?
Yeah, that a business, the existence of a business necessitates from the city, because different businesses will necessitate other things in the form of fire inspections, health inspections, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for a list of those, and that is what I was told in my recent FOI, that list does not exist.
That's probably the important. Okay, I'll go
with that. And I'm thinking, well, if the purpose of this is to provide for the identification of these people who put this in, this extra burden on the city resources,
mm-hmm.
What sorts of benefits are these people deriving that that other people don't derive from the city? Right. Yeah, and that's like, and that's the purpose and jurisdiction of the whole ordinance. It's like this is the reason.
I'll see him the weekend, and Monday we have a meeting. Well, I'll forward these at the meeting. Tuesday I'm meeting with the people who are for the sewers. I met with the people who were against the sewers in Sugar Loaf. Now Tuesday I'm meeting with the people who are for the sewers. Then I have to go back with Hank Wednesday to meet the people who are against the sewers. That's amazing. And then Jack Schmidt Thursday. So I'll try and get this formulated. Let me go back. Failure is not an issue. Find legislative nexus for the authority for business license. That's one question. And you're not now a business.
Okay.
Let's see. Definition of person. Not clearly defined. That's a statement. That's not a question, is it?
Right. And that does that include a natural person? And that's what the Illinois statutes go to make sure that when they're talking about an individual that they define a natural person, corporation, partnership,
as opposed to
just a person, which can mean a corporation, partnership, but also exclude a natural person or a natural individual. So to me, when it says other legal entity, I am not a legal entity. I am a natural entity. Legal entity is something that is created under law.
And the other, so it's defined there in public safety ordinance. But anyway, the existence, what are the other services? Those are the basic questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it. Yeah, I'm not very good at notes. I have a lot of notes, and I never know what's on my mind. So this would be the third one. So one is legislative nexus for business license. Two is what are the other services under 504020? What benefits are offered to business? The other thing is that the definition of person is not fully defined in the reference to state statute.
Okay. Right. And I think those were my main exceptions. That's where, when I looked at it, and most people don't read law. I read a lot of law, so because I'm used to the legalese or the wordsmithing or the trickery or obfuscation, whatever you want to call it, and I know...
Of law?
Of law.
Obfuscation of...
Oh, well, just trying to hide one thing in the perceived appearance of something,
sure,
where people say, oh, that's me, but it's like,
like,
yeah. So,
it's
so,
not me.
Well, no, but no. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So
I would have used that at one point in another instance, but I thought, nah, I won't.
But I've been following the Sugarloaf thing, and yeah, you don't always read everything, you know, believe everything you read in the paper, but
well, they get good points. The problem with it, you know, is that we really haven't made the proposal. We at the council haven't even talked about it yet. All council might think at this point have gone out and listened to what they've had to say. And they have good points and bad points, and there are bad points to it. And I did some lobbying at Springfield Wednesday, and Jay Hoffman had some good points, bad points, and so I said, well, they're going to vote on it. He said, they're going to vote on this. Yeah, we'll just let them vote on whatever they want. That's the majority wants. He said, oh, that's not bad. You know.
Now, I haven't been able to find this with neighborhood... Yeah, this NID and the statutes. Was this under the sewage or the wastewater treatment zone or something? Because there's...
Neighborhood improvements. Actually, we've done them before, but not called them NID.
Well, the one out of Sugarloaf, are you guys trying to establish a wastewater zone? Or
to tell you, well, it would be... the people would pay for the improvements. That's what a NID is. And we've actually done it. When they did the water out there, they had done what industry called a NID. And right now, we're trying to... we took the road out, number one. And then what else did we do? We have the council have discussed it, but it's still in the staff stage of... And here's what it was at waste. How can we get surgery? But we tried to be upfront with them and say, well, let's pull you all in and we'll talk about it. When we talked about it, they didn't like it. But it's not even it's not even deciding yet what we're going to do. You know, we're just still trying to struggle with it. That guy, if I say, Hank's going out there to talk to him Wednesday, explain, it's a matter of health and safety, really. Because there's been a study about that. It's all precipitated. Well, Jay didn't quite agree. He said it wasn't over, but it precipitated a meeting. But the county did a study, and they said there's a health hazard. So, you know, we're thinking cholera and this type of thing because of the proper use of the aerator, the improper use of the aerators, okay? So they came to us and they said, well, what we want to do is a pipeline from Troy to Grand City. Oh, when staff looked at it, Townsville residents were going to pay quite a bit, 40%, and get 5% benefit. And that's why. Hank and the staff said that was their impression. Now Jay said it would never have gone, and that's well good. But we kind of panicked for that. We said, "Hey, no, wait a minute," you know. So that's how it rather started. So then the meeting was to say, "Here's how we can do it," you know. And a lot of, and I can see their point. And there's one issue that I don't agree with at all. That from our standpoint in the presentation, and but we're trying to find a different way to do it, you know. And then I got to go out and talk to guys who do want service Tuesday. And as I told them, I said, well, we're trying to find a different way to do it because they don't agree with it. But the problem is that it costs too much for the large landowner to participate. But then there's a device called green paper where you don't have to participate until you tap on. So those people who are worried and are upset, you know, like they're saying, it's $200 an acre, I've got to pay $200,000 if I've got 100 acres or 2 million or that. There is a way to do it without including them. So, but we don't have any place. It's like the one cooking in English. We had nothing to place there either. We had not even talked about it. When you were there, it was the very first time we had seen the drawings. Okay, and now we can't talk to each other. Five gives a majority of the quorum cannot talk. So we didn't talk to public unless it's on personnel, you know, the sunshine laws.
Right.
Personnel, spending, lawsuits and that type of thing. There are 10 of those that have been set up. So we're also, in fact, I just walked those and had staff explain to me exactly, if we go through town, what they're talking about. And it really looks pretty good because they're talking about, if that is, and we haven't cited. But, you know, just kind of going up here, a place where nobody's cutting the grass anyway, and actually doing the sidewalks like we're doing downtown. We think we can get that thing to come back up. So. But who knows? We haven't even decided. As I said, I walked it the first time Friday, Monday. Monday is the first time. I said, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You know, okay. So I got an idea of what it was prior to that, other than going down Aurora and knocking down 50 ounces of the job. That's all. I didn't have an idea. So now I kind of got a pretty good idea. And I suggested that he take every council and walking down and showing what's going on.
Where does NID, where did this NID, what was its, you know, precursor before they called it a NID?
Well, I'll send it to you. I'll send you some information on that. Okay?
Okay.
I got some other stuff. I probably would have sent last month to people. There's about 200 people on the list. If somebody says, what's going on in town, I say, you're on the list. And I just mail them out. So you're on the list. You'll be on the list now. We probably won't meet here in April or in May, but then we meet, EDC meets in August and report, and that's when I mail out the report. Okay?
Okay. So when does the, because I know I saw the meeting schedule on one of the pages, the EDC meets, mm-hmm. Is it like once a month or something?
Maybe once a month, the last Thursday month.
And this is a report from those meetings?
It's what Palmer reports on what we're doing. Okay, which puts it, instead of seeing an article here, an article there, an article here, an article there, it all puts it in a nutshell. I'll get you one from the last meeting, because I've got two other people here to talk to. So I was out somewhere. I said, how's it going? I said, you should be on the list. So I got you from on the list. You know, so.
Yeah, I like to know.
And I'll stick on there. That's good.
Okay. Okay, appreciate that.
Yeah. So we're okay here? So I mean, we're not okay. I'm going to try and get you some answers. Okay.
Right.
Can't guarantee the quickness of it, but I hopefully get it done within by the end of next week.
Okay.
Because I'll talk to him Monday. He's never around off Friday. I'll talk to him Monday and at the meeting, and I'll give him those three thoughts and see what he can do.
Okay. But the FOI appeal that you have, that is coming here, that is being...
Those are coming. There's one that's granted, and basically the reason the records do not exist was one, Section 7. The fact that, and an explanation on that, one article you asked about Article 2040, an explanation on that, and 7.1F against preliminary drafts and that type of thing, if we don't really have them. If I have them, I give them to you, but, you know, I say some of the media has. So, and that exempts opinions as expressed, policies or actions in foreign lands. So. But you know,
oh yeah,
you're not getting a lot back, but you're getting some explanations. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll get this to you over the weekend because I've got to get these people on the list, and then you're down there too. And you should get that. It'll probably be mailed Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, good to talk to you. I'm sorry about the mix up. We can get it somewhere. I wonder what
And when
this can't be good, but
whenever you do have, I don't know if you need a quorum or whatever, but as far as when you speak to the other members, you know, the council members or whatever. It does lend to a pejorative opinion about government when you send something, and there is even a Mr. McCoy, thanks, but, you know, this is...
Right. Well, I understand. Because it looks as if there's not something, I know.
Right.
And there's a general malaise towards government anyway, so...
Yep.
And we're trying our best to get rid of that.
Okay.
That's why I'm retiring, and I'm going to be a little more available. And I never answer that. I never did. But, okay, so, and I'll get that stuff to you, as I said. We're going to Steve tell me some of these things if he can. And number two, I'm going to get you on the economic development.
All right, Mayor.
Okay.
I'll make myself scarce. Thanks for your time.
I'm going to head on. My wife's got me shot.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to remember this. It's good.
All right, don't forget your letter.
Yeah.
Bye.